USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths rapidly in decline, the state of Texas will lead the nation in ending the mask mandate and will no longer limit the number of people in any business. Texas businesses may still choose to require patrons to wear masks, but the decision will be at the individual business level. The new rules kick in March 10th. A crash just east of El Centro, California, involving suspected human smugglers and 25 illegal immigrants jammed into a single SUV, left over a dozen dead Tuesday. The overloaded SUV drove into the path of a semi-rig hauling two trailers of gravel. Customs and Border Protection said the crash happened 8 miles north of a hole that was cut in the border fence near Calexico, California. The fence that was cut was older and did not involve Trump Wall construction. Major League Baseball spring training continues today with 14 games scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden is taking advantage of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed vaccine development, and the American people are the beneficiary.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is, and that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers, get them vaccinated immediately. They're essential workers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Operation Warp Speed was initiated by the U.S. government to facilitate and accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
AAA Baseball has hit a snag trying to open the season. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
While Major League Baseball appears to be on track to start the season as scheduled in early April, their top minor league clubs will have to wait to play ball. ESPN's reporting that opening day for AAA clubs will be pushed back to the first week of May, which is when the other levels of minor league ball were scheduled to start. The delay gives the major league clubs a chance to operate an alternative site as they did in the shortened 2020 season to give players most likely to be called up due to virus cases a place to train.
AAA is the highest level of play in minor league baseball in the United States and Mexico. Before 2008, it was also played in Canada. NASCAR returns to Las Vegas this weekend. Last week's winner, William Byron, was asked by Motor Racing Network, what does he like about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has become really fun. It's become a really good track for us, and I feel like it's a challenge. I mean, you've got to get around there well, and you've got to have a car that can be dynamic and change lanes and move around the track. So, you know, the top of 3 and 4 has become a really good place to run, you know, especially if your car's a little loose. So, you know, it just depends, but I think that honestly you can move around the track, and if it puts on a really good race with this package, because you can draft up on guys but also get some clean air in the corners so you can make a pass on someone. So I enjoy it. I think it brings out the best in this aero package. I mean, the restarts are crazy, so it's fun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.